北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
New Interchange, English for International Communication by Jack C. Richards.With Jonathan Hull and Susan Proctor. This student's audio program contains recordings that correspond to Level 1, Students Book A, published by Cambridge University Press and Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This recording is in copyright. This student's audio program contains a selection of recordings from the class audio program, including conversations, grammar focus models, and pronunciation tasks.
Unit 1. Please call me Chuck. Exercise 1. Conversation. Introducing yourself. Listen and practice.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Mandel.
Hi, my name is Charles Chang, but please call me Chuck.
Nice to meet you, Chuck. You can call me Liz.
Okay, and what's your last name again?
Mandel.
Exercise 2.Checking information. Part A. Match the questions in column A with the responses in column B. Listen and check. 1. How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Mandel, with the accent on Dell.
2.
Excuse me, what's your first name again?
Oh, it's Amy.
3.
How do you spell your last name?
C-H-A-N-G.
4.
What do people call you?
Well, everyone calls me Chuck.
Exercise 4. Conversation. Introducing someone. Part A. Listen and practice.
Paolo, who is that over there?
Oh, that's my father, and that's my mother with him.
I'd like to meet them.
Mom and Dad, this is Tom Hayes. Tom, these are my parents.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Tavares.
Nice to meet you, Tom.
My parents are here from Brazil. They are on vacation.
Oh, where are you from in Brazil?
We are from Rio.
Exercise 5. Grammar focus.WH questions and statements with B.
What's your name?
My name is Chuck.
Where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan.
Who is that?
His name is Tom.
What's her name?
Her name is Amy.
Where is she from?
She's from Korea.
Where are you from?
We're from the United States.
Who are they?
They're Amy's parents.
What are their names?
Their names are Mr. and Mrs. Kim.
Where are they from?
They're from Korea.
Contractions.
I am equals I'm. You are equals you're. He is equals he.He's. She is equals she's. It is equals it's. We are equals we're. They are equals they're. What is equals what's.
Subject pronouns.
I. You. He.She. it, we, you, they.
Possessive adjectives.
My, your, his, her, its, our, your, their.
Exercise 7. Conversation. Asking about someone. Part A. Listen and practice.
Hi, Tom. How's everything?
Not bad. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Sarah, this is Paulo. He's from Brazil.
Hello, Paulo. Are you on vacation?
No, I'm not. I'm a student here.
Oh, are you studying English?
Well, yes, I am. And engineering, too.
Are you and Tom in the same class?
No, we aren't, but we are on the same volleyball team.
Exercise 8. Grammar focus. Yes-no questions and short answers with B.
Are you on vacation?
No, I'm not. I'm a student.
Are you a student?
Yes, I am.
Is Sarah from the United States?
No, she isn't. She's from Australia. No, she's not. She's from Australia.
Is Sarah from Australia?
Yes, she is.
Are you and Tom in the same class?
No, we aren't. We're on the same volleyball team. No, we're not. We're on the same volleyball team.
Are you and Tom on the volleyball team?
Yes, we are.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Tavares American?
No, they aren't. They're Brazilian. No, they're not. They're Brazilian.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Tavares Brazilian?
Yes, they are.
Unit 2. How do you spend your day? Exercise 4. Conversation. Describing work. Part A. Listen and practice.
Where do you work, Andrea?
I work for Thomas Cook Travel.
Oh, really? What do you do there?
I'm a guide. I take people on tours to countries in South America, like Peru.
That sounds interesting.
Yes, it's a great job. I love it. And what do you do?
I'm a student, and I have a part-time job, too.
Oh? Where do you work?
In a fast food restaurant.
Which restaurant?
Hamburger Heaven.
Exercise 5. Grammar focus. Simple present WH questions and statements.
What do you do?
I'm a student, and I have a part-time job.
Where do you work?
I work at a restaurant. I work in a restaurant.
Where do you go to school?
I go to the University of Texas.
How do you like your school?
I like it very much.
Where does Andrea work?
She works for Thomas Cook Travel.
What does she do?
She's a guide. She takes people on tours.
Where does Jason go to school?
He goes to New York University.
How does he like it?
He loves it.
I, you.
Work. Take. Study. Teach. Do. Go. Have.
He, she.
Works. Takes. Studies. Teaches. Does. Goes. Has.
Exercise 7. Conversation. Daily schedules. Part A. Listen and practice.
How do you spend your day, Helen?
Well, on weekdays I get up around 10. Then I read the paper for an hour and have lunch at about noon.
Really? What time do you go to work?
I start work at 3.
And when do you get home at night?
I get home pretty late, around midnight.
So, what do you do exactly?
I'm a TV announcer. Don't you recognize me? I do the weather report on KNTV.
Gee, I'm sorry. I don't watch TV.
Exercise 8. Pronunciation. Unstressed words. Part A. Listen and practice. The prepositions in these sentences, around, for, and at, are not stressed.
I get up around 10.
I read the paper for an hour.
I have lunch at about noon.
Exercise 9. Grammar focus. Time expressions.
I get up at 7 in the morning on weekdays.
I go to bed around 10 in the evening on weeknights.
I leave work early in the afternoon on weekends.
I get home late at night on Fridays.
I stay up until midnight on Saturdays.
I wake up before noon on Sundays. I wake up after noon on Sundays.
Ways to express clock time.
7.
7 o'clock.
7.
7 in the morning equals 7 a.m.
7 in the evening equals 7 p.m.
Unit 3. How much is it? Exercise 2. Conversation. Prices. Part A. Listen and practice.
Oh, look at those earrings, Maria. They're perfect for you.
These red ones? I'm not sure.
No, the yellow ones.
Oh, these? Yellow isn't a good color for me.
Well, that necklace isn't bad.
Which one?
That blue one right there. How much is it?
It's $42. That's expensive.
Hey, let me get it for you. It's your birthday present.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Demonstratives. 1. Ones.
How much is this necklace? How much is this one?
How much is that necklace? How much is that one?
Which one?
The blue one.
It's $42.
How much are these earrings? How much are these?
How much are those earrings? How much are those?
Which ones?
The yellow ones.
They're $18.
Prices.
$42.
$59.95. Or $59.95.
Colors.
Light blue, dark blue, green, yellow, orange, pink, red, purple, brown, black, gray, white.
Exercise 6. Pronunciation. Linked sounds. Part A. Listen and practice. Final consonants are often linked to the vowels that follow them.
How much are these pants?
They're $48.
And how much is this sweater?
It's $37.
Exercise 8. Conversation. Shopping. Part A. Listen and practice.
Look! These jackets are nice. Which one do you like better?
I like the wool one better.
Really? Why?
It looks warmer.
Well, I prefer the leather one. It's more attractive than the wool one.
There's no price tag.
Excuse me. How much is this jacket?
It's $499. Would you like to try it on?
Oh, no, that's okay. But thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
Exercise 9. Grammar focus. Preferences. Comparisons with adjectives.
Which one do you prefer?
I prefer the letter one.
Which one do you like better?
I like the leather one better.
Which one do you like more?
I like the leather one more.
That one is nicer than the wool one.
This one is cheaper than the wool one.
The leather jacket is prettier than the wool one.
It looks bigger than the wool one.
It's more attractive than the wool one.
Nice, nicer. Cheap, cheaper. Pretty, prettier. Big, bigger. Good, better.
Unit 4. Do you like jazz? Exercise 3. Conversation. Likes and dislikes. Part A. Listen and practice.
Do you like jazz, Tom?
No, I don't like it very much. Do you?
Well, yes, I do. I'm a real fan of Wynton Marsalis.
Oh. Does he play the piano?
No, he doesn't. He plays the trumpet. So, what kind of music do you like?
I like rock a lot.
Who's your favorite group?
The Cranberries. I love their music. How about you? Do you like them?
No, I don't. I can't stand them.
Exercise 4. Grammar focus. Yes, no, and WH questions with do.
Do you like jazz?
Yes, I do. I like it a lot.
No, I don't like it very much.
What kind of music do you like?
I like rock a lot.
Does he play the piano?
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
What does he play?
He plays the trumpet.
Do they like the Cranberries?
Yes, they do. They love them.
No, they don't like them very much. Who do they like? They like R.E.M.
Object pronouns.
Me. You. Him. Her. It. Us. You. Them.
Exercise 5. Pronunciation. Question intonation. Part A. Listen and practice. Yes-no questions usually have rising intonation. WH questions usually have falling intonation.
Do you like movies?
What kind of movies do you like?
Do you like pop music?
What kind of music do you like?
Exercise 8. Conversation. Invitations. Listen and practice.
I have tickets to the Phantom of the Opera on Friday night. Would you like to go?
Thanks. I'd love to. What time is the show?
It's at 8.
That sounds great. So, do you want to have dinner at 6?
I'd like to, but I have to work late.
Oh, that's okay. Let's just meet at the theater before the show, around 7:30.
That sounds fine.
Exercise 9. Grammar focus. Would. Verb plus to plus verb.
Would you like to go out on Saturday night?
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd love to, thanks.
Yes, I'd really like to go. Would you like to see a movie?
I'd like to, but I have to work late.
I'd like to, but I need to save money.
I'd like to, but I want to visit my parents.
Contraction.
I would equals I'd.
听力课堂欢迎你。
听力课堂欢迎你。听啊，点儿啊。